Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. One second. I don't know where my throat is. I woke up and I thought, gosh, was it dry last night or what just happened? Because my throat was doing its own thing, even though I was doing mine. So how are you guys today? It is Friday, and that's so cool. So we just get to enjoy today. And I have a lot of questions, and they're interesting questions, because I think the more we grow, the things we start thinking about, we go, hey, wait a minute. And I made a post the other day, and it says, pain is hurt that we cannot look at. Hurt is pain we felt too huge to feel. And Maureen Cook wrote, can you elaborate on this one? Dear Nadia Khalil, not sure I understand. Well, when we are in pain, it hurts us to be in pain. It's not easy to be in pain, and we know that we are hurting and we are in pain. We know. And sometimes it's for some people, not only is it painful, something you think about in your head and you're walking around thinking no one can see you or that you'll just get to it later, or you try to pack it away, but it physically hurts them. And it physically hurts them and gives them physical pain when they have been in pain for a long time. They have not addressed it, and it starts appearing in stresses to your blood pressure, stresses to the way you eat, stresses to your heart. It starts to show up like that. Breathing, huge one. When we're in pain, we tend to hold our breath. It's not like we sit and breathe. And if we did, we'd actually feel a lot better, way a lot better. But hurt is pain we feel too huge to feel. That's step number one. When we get hurt and we don't know what to do with that hurt, The first thing we do is try to tell ourselves that we'll be okay. We'll get mad. We'll get mad at the person. We'll get mad at ourselves, but we'll get mad. But we just don't know what to do with the hurt. We don't know how to heal it. Some of us try to go back and fix it, and we do. But if you don't have that opportunity yet, what happens to you is the pain now becomes hurt. Instead of the hurt turning into the pain now is the hurt. So now you have two things to deal with. You have the pain of what happened that got unresolved, and then you have the pain hurting you by hurting the rest of you. So I hope that you got that and you understood it. If not, write back. We've always got time to do more. The next question I have, let me see. Oh, that was this morning. Let me just make sure I'm not dealing with anonymous here. Okay, so let's start with this one. Hi, Nadia. Thank you so much for my dream interpretation yesterday. As usual, you were so right on. I made a call, and by the second, I feel so much better carrying someone else's weight. Work-wise, it is not a good feeling at all. After this current project, we will not be working together again. I hope we do remain friends, but what's most important is that I was true. Much love your way, Nadia. And then it says, question for Friday. Oh, sorry, I read you the whole thing. Could we be comfortable with our environment? Meaning, no more questioning God's existence and knowing God, our angels are here and we're doing our best. I'm going to a place, this is the chat. Much love, Eliana. Well, you can. I live there. I talk about God, it seems like, less and less, but I'm doing what I know more and more. The more I do, the more I feel a partnership instead of a I need you ship type of thing. I know I just made up that word, but there is an I need you ship. Right now, there's like a partnership, there's an I need you ship. And the I need you ship is fear-based. Or it's just unsure-based, where you're just not sure if anybody hears you. You're not sure if God will help you or not. and then you ask for everything you think you want. But what happens is when you just ask God, you know, and they always say if you have the right question, you'll get the right answer. And for a long time, I didn't know why. I didn't know what that I was doing that was stopping me from making money. And I never made the money. And then I found out why later, not during. And I prayed a lot. I'm like, really? And I would get exactly what I needed. If I asked for money, if I borrowed money, I would ask for exactly what I needed, not a penny more. I just couldn't do it. I knew that I had to pay bills. And until I was put against the wall, I couldn't admit it to myself because I was so mad that I couldn't figure it out. And then as it passed me by, I found out that I needed to know that. I needed to know, because it never happened in my lifetime, what it felt like to have passion enough to follow your dream. And I didn't think of my work as my dream or my dream job, but to follow your passion, my love of people, my helping people, forced me to have to learn how everybody lives. Now, I wasn't high on the hog living, you know, I mean, we weren't super rich. My parents were just like normal. We were in a working class neighborhood and we were normal. We didn't not afford what we needed, but we really didn't need that much. And in those times, we didn't need that much. And I see Eliana wrote in the chat, could we be comfortable with our involvement, meaning no more questioning God's existence? Oh, it's the same thing. Preachers preach. Do we need to preach? Well, once you get to a certain point, now that I learned all my lessons and I'm not, you know, in needship of God, I started looking at God differently. I started looking at God as my partner, not somebody someone had to explain to me. It didn't mean that I knew everything. It just meant that I didn't need everything explained. If I went to go see someone, I wanted to see someone who experienced what they're telling me. I don't want someone to tell me, and then when I go talk to them, they're like, well, you know, in my own life, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, wait. Scale back a minute. What just happened? What just happened? And then it discredits every single thing they've said up there. So God's existence is here. Once we accept it, we don't need anyone to tell us anymore on how to accept it or from where to accept it or why to accept it or what God wanted us to do, because once we get to that point, we know that all we have to check at the door every day is to make sure that we are doing by ourselves, not by anyone else, just by ourselves. Because once you do that, then you can take care of anything else around you. That's all you need to know. The summit that I'm doing, which is a very interesting thing, that the more I wrote the program before, the more it kept refining itself. It's like, oh, no, wait. Why is loving ourselves the hardest thing to do? Why? Because accepting that God loves us is hard to do. And when we don't believe, or we believe but we question, like really, like how our questions are getting bigger, not smaller, then we are able to put God in perspective. Because we have been taught God all blown up, all too big, bigger than life, bigger than us, bigger than everything, and he sees everything and he's scary, but he loves us. And then we wonder why we're nuts or going nuts. So yes, you do get past that point. Christ calls it the other side of love. It's like once you find out that you are loved already, no one can mess with you the same. They may try, they may put your stuff on you, their stuff on you, and you just give it back instead of fight it or have to prove anything or tell them how hurt you are because of them. All that goes away. And it really does. And then you start to see people for who they are, not who you want them to be. Really hear that. You start to see people for who they are, not who you want them to be. Because we look at people the way we want them to be. That's how we look at people. And so when we react to them in the ways that we react, it's because we haven't evolved out of those feelings, out of that need to tell people how they hurt us when we don't realize that they triggered hurt in us, but it's irrelevant of them. And sometimes people do some awful things and we just have to say, I don't need to be around somebody who can do those awful things to me. Instead of trying to fix it. I've had people in my life I have loved to pieces. And I know they loved me back. But the behavior that they share with everybody, which included me, was awful. And it was troubling. And it kept me from sleeping at night. And I literally would spin in my sleep from their behavior. And then I said, oh, wait. Why am I all concerned and they're fat and happy? Let me give them back their stuff. And let me give me back my time. So I exchanged. Before I gave them my time, they gave me their stuff. Now I gave them their stuff and I took back my time. Why? Because I evolved. And I was comfortable with my evolution to the point where I could even see that that was happening. Questioning God's existence becomes old news because you figure out, okay, I know people tried to call it something else. God is now source or a higher being or a higher place or a higher plane, and I know there's something higher somewhere. It's God. And he's there. And my life's work is to say, God's there. And he is. No big deal. How do you think? Look at us on Earth trying to duplicate a human being. And we can't clone. We can clone anything. But where's the part where you put the soul in there? We can't make a tree. We can plant a tree and it will grow from a seed. That's a miracle in itself. But we can't make a tree. We can't duplicate an egg with all the complex nutrients that is meant to talk to our bodies in one way or another, unless we have a chicken to make the egg. So I guess when you say what came first, the chicken or the egg, the chicken had to come. I know the whole thing, but something had to come to make the egg. Because the egg has to be made. And I know the egg makes the chicken, but I know how it all, it's funny. Because I had to really think about that, and I thought women have eggs. And they have them for most of their lives, and the eggs mature, and we know all of that. But we came first so that the egg could come. I always think it. That has pondered me when I was little. I used to always wonder. But we cannot make things that we just walk by every single day. We can't make a flower. We can make bricks. but we can't make limestone. We can't make mountains. We can't make an ocean. We can't make water. We have to find water. We can't make gold. We have to mine gold. And we forget so many big things. And I have, you know, people very close to me that I love that, you know, look at me and they say they're agnostic. And I say, that's good, because at least you're thinking. I'm not here to pressure cook anyone into believing there's a God, because in my brain, I know there is one. And me knowing that brings me a lot of comfort. Me talking about it every day brings me even more comfort, because I know that somebody who hears it and just had a question in their mind, maybe that question might be answered. And then I found out that even people who are agnostic, or people who are, usually the agnostics, they're very, very, very loving. And I get curious, because now I want to know. I want to know, what do you think of when you do what you do? Very good people, very giving people, beautiful people. And I take a look at the fact that there is something bigger that we all know, and that's kindness and respect. And the people who think that, they're the people who question everything. Everything they do, they have to research it. Everything. Even if the research they found is wrong, and clearly is not in their interest, their best interest, and they believe it, they will create its reality. We all do. So yes, you can be comfortable with your involvement. And most of the time, your questions won't even be about God. When I first saw Christ, there was a human being with legs that I sat in front of after a while, not like the first weeks. It took me a while to acclimate. But once I did, there wasn't anyone. I wouldn't tell about it. I would tell people that I would come home and go, what the heck did I just do? And that's now something I don't even talk about. I never lead with it, that's for sure. But I can go anywhere now and not talk about it, because I'm talking about it every single day. I post about it. I talk about it on the show. The people close to me, or the people I need to help, or when I did one-on-one calls, I don't do them anymore. Everything would come out. Because now God is a resource and a partner. And that's what we grow to. We see the other side of love, and the other side of love is loving ourselves. Because everything that has been set up for us has taught us to not love ourselves. So I have a second question, or a third question, and it's from Maria Dulce. And it says, dear Nadia, when we pray for our loved ones that have passed, how do they receive or feel our prayers? Also, I was wondering, how does affect the sound of our voices to ourselves and to others? How does affect the sound? How do our maybe voices, the sound of our voices, affect ourselves and others? Thank you for your time. Lots of love, Maria. So the first part of that question is, you don't have to pray to them, talk to them, because you don't need to. I know you could look at it however you would like, but just tell them how you feel. I had somebody write me that their father just passed away, and when their father passed away, they wrote me and they asked me what did Jesus say about dying, and I told. You know, I wrote him and I said, you know, they're in a good place. They're happy. And, you know, it was their time to leave. You didn't come with them, and you don't get to leave with them, but you will miss them, and you will love them, and just let them know you love them. If you left in despair, where the two of you didn't get along very much, which is what happened, you know, talk it out, because now they can see the whole thing. You have a better person to talk to once they're gone than when they were here. When they were here, they were just, you know, shutting it down, or you guys weren't able to communicate properly. But the minute it gets older, or you, the minute they leave, you start to get this perspective. Isn't that funny when someone leaves and all of a sudden we have all this perspective? Oh, but they just wanted to do this, and oh, but they just wanted to do that. Let them know, hey, I get what you were trying to do, and I didn't agree with it, and I, you know, fought at you, or I let you know that I was not happy with you, or, and you start going on, but get it out, clean it up. They can hear you easier, obviously, than we can hear them. And they may come back after a dream, in a dream. Or they may come back in thoughts while you're driving. Just give them love. They will get it. It's faster than email, you guys. It could just, it's like lifetime. And the way you know is you feel it. And you can't even help it. You just feel it and you go, oh, that felt good. Yeah, there's a reason that felt good. They can hear your thoughts. So when you are preparing, they can hear you. And it's beautiful. It's beautiful to know that when somebody has passed, that we can speak to the best of them, because they are the best of them now. And it helps you rise into seeing that, because the next time you have a disagreement with someone or an agreement, you'll either let them know you appreciate it, or you'll say, hey, you know what, that wasn't okay. I know you're my mom, my dad, my brother, my sister, so I'll know you for the rest of my life. Can you just make an effort not to do that again to me? And once in a while, you get sucked into things, and you have to suck yourself right out. Just get yourself out of the hole you put yourself in, even if it means walking backwards to get out of the door. Reclaiming your time. But once somebody passes, once anybody passes, me included, we're whole again. So you're speaking to somebody who doesn't have the same biases that they had when they were here. They can see why they had them now. And then Christopher Sedgley wrote, our idea of God is not God. There is a truth out there that no one knows what it is. Well, for all intents and purposes, we got to call it something. And that's why I say, let's just call it God. Because if we say God is not God, then who's God? If we say, you know, there's a higher being, everyone has a different word for it. Now we don't have an identification for what we're trying to talk about. So we have to call the energy something. And that's why I just stick with God. Because if I say anything else, I'm like, I feel like I'm out there. You know, okay, let's talk about the source. We can say God. It's okay. We've been saying it all along. And we do have to call it something. To me, when I saw God, it just was a big, bright wall, solid. And it just felt like I was looking at pure intellect. Pure intellect. And the interesting part of that was we're all driven by emotion. But God was like pure intellect. And I understood it. And I understood everything, because at home, we don't need these emotions in the way we need them now. because we need them here to grow. But when we go home, we will all already have grown. So the emotion part doesn't exist there. It exists here. That's why I say when someone has passed away, just talk to them. They get it now. Now they're gone. They get it. They get it. We're still here trying to get it. In a weird way, the quickest way of evolvement is when we pass. Because then everything races through our mind and we see, we get it. It's such an interesting, beautiful progression of seeing why we were hopeful, why we loved, why we wanted love, how we felt about it, what we thought about God, and all of a sudden you're like, wow, did I just put all those years into that? I didn't need to know God that way. But we all found a way to say, you have to learn things this way and that way, but nobody's any more powerful than you to God. We made people more powerful than us, and we watch them do crazy things, and we form even opinions about them as though they're bigger than us. And we think because they might have more money, or they might have status, or they might have this, or that they're better than us. And we've been taught to believe that. And that's been true throughout time. But people who've passed the thoughts about God and are comfortable with what they feel have evolved to a place where they don't need to question anymore. Now they're questioning other things and they grow. And then they see the glimpses of how it all worked. That's evolvement. You know, some people say, well, I've evolved. I'm different. I do this. I do that. And I just look and go, holy cow, that's a lot. Because if you have to go around telling people that, you have to ask yourself, why? Why do you need to tell people that? I have someone I love very much who tells me over and over again that they don't have an ego. Like, that's impossible. We all have an ego. Maybe you beat yours down and shut it up, but we all have an ego. And it does show up once in a while. Sometimes it shows up in just what we want credit for. If we don't get credit, we just go crazy. And I've had to deal with so many crazy things in the past few days. Just of a lot of different opinions over the same thing that doesn't even actually have to do with me or my work, but it's affecting me. I'm trying to make it better for everybody. And everyone who doesn't want it wants to tell me their opinion. Everyone who wants it wants their opinion. I'm in the middle. So finally yesterday I said, today's a no phone day. Take a day to think because I got a lot of work to do. It's actually kind of cool to be able to say that. But I need that. And I needed it pretty bad. I knew I needed it while it was happening. Because I could feel my heart beating so fast. But I evolved out of taking it. And I used to. So talk to the people who have left. Address our pain. Those are today's takeaways. And I just wanted to remind you guys, the summit is on. The countdown is on. It is Saturday and Sunday, May 5th and 6th. Take a look at the website, www.nadiakhalil.com. I will see you. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more, visit www.nadiakhalil.com.